ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. How automatic is automatic? Who is the mother of all anarthas? And where is the focus for our efforts in our anartha nivritti? These are some of the questions we are discussing today. Om Agnati Mirandasya Gnanjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Akanda Mandalakaram Vyapta Yena Characharam Tatpadam Darshitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Yasya prasadadagyupi sadhyak sarvagyatam vrajet sashi chaitanya devo me bhagavan samprasidatu Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Happiness is the pursuit of every living entity. It's a very natural constitutional desire. This is the nature of the soul, to be happy. In fact, if we are who we are happy. And if we are not happy, we are not who we are. We are playing some strange role, which prevents us from being our real self. And we have all come to Krishna consciousness to become who we are. In other words, a happy person. And we have been convinced that bhakti is the best process. And we get mercy, Krishna says, in the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Matchita, meaning in consciousness of me, sarva durgani, all the obstacles, all the difficulties. Durga, hard places. Mat prasadat tarishyasi, you will conquer, you will overcome by my prasad. Prasad has many meanings, but here it means mercy. And it sounds like a very attractive offer. This is on the Agnibot. You just surrender or just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. You make a shikha or put on a kantimala and carry a nice bag. Which keeps your hand warm, except maybe for one finger, this air, this weather. And the mercy flows. And everybody will attest, yes, mercy is flowing. At the same time, this mercy sometimes takes unexpected forms for us. We thought that mercy is always sweet and nice and halwa. But sometimes, for example, the computer doesn't work as it's expected. So this is the type of mercy we usually like. Isn't it? We are wandering in this world in heavy conditions. Maybe sometimes we manage to get a nice quilt by the mercy of some cousin or whatever. But this still doesn't prevent us from many difficulties and suffering. Sanatana Goswami has made a dramatic breakout out of a prison. He was a very highly positioned minister. And this is usually a place which people like to get. Yes, he was extremely rich. But that was a heavy burden for him. He wanted to get rid of it, of this place, position of a minister, prime minister, right? He and his brother were the prime minister and minister of finance, usually the most coveted positions, Amar and Santosh, but they became Sanatana and Rupa, initiated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he traveled, conquered many difficulties, and then finally the embrace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And amazingly enough, this is not the end of it. This is not the end of the journey. It's the end of a big part of the journey. I remember, maybe some of you remember, one of the first retreats here, I asked our esteemed teachers, Bhujan Prabhu and Shashinandan Swami, when we were sitting back there at the lap of Govardhan, I asked them, how is it in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which has everything, which is so beautiful, that in Chaitanya Charitamrita we have all the descriptions, however, Anartha Nivritti is not described very much. Whereas in our experience, the desert, scorching, torturing desert of Anartha Nivritti is the biggest part. You know, we struggle and struggle and struggle. Whereas in Chaitanya Charitamrita, they see devotees, they come to the association of devotees, boom, next day they Hare Krishna, in total ecstasy, total perfection, tears, bhava, finished. Perfection achieved. Achievement unlocked, or whatever they... But, you know, where is Anartha Nivritti? So I read it many times. I even translated this. So that means many times and thought. But reading, but I couldn't see something that Bhurijan Prabhu, if you remember, a couple of years ago here, just demonstrated, hidden in plain sight. That, yes, we have quite a few stories describing the journey, travel. Actually, travel. The word travel is a very interesting word. Travel. We have a cognate English word, travail. I don't know. It's difficult probably to translate in other languages. Travail, which is coming from French, and it's also cognate with the word trouble. So travel and trouble is the same thing. Travail. These are our travails on the way back home, back to Godhead. Journey. So we are on a journey. And journey means difficulties. Journey is intrinsically connected. It cannot be separated from some kind of difficulties. Having the medicine box, I researched one thing called, it has a medical name, traveler's diarrhea. Apparently, the Wikipedia says that apparently 60%+ of travelers get afflicted by diarrhea just by traveling. Because, you know, you touch a little bit of, you sit. Then you stand, then you touch your pocket, then you touch your cheek, then you wash your hands, then you take something, and then you scratch your hand, and then you eat. And that same bug that was there on the seat ends up in your stomach. Hare Krishna. So many troubles come in journeys. Unexpected, unfamiliar bugs. Of course, yes. Because, you know, another study from Nepal shows that if you stay in one place for 5 years and longer, you do develop immunity to local bugs. And you can eat the same thing and get no trouble. But if you go out of the place for 7 months, you lose also that immunity. So when you come back, you have to again develop the same immunity for work for 5 years. So travel, journey. So if you may remember, Burijan Prabhu described that Sananda Goswami, even though he was embraced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We see that some years later he was traveling to Jagannath Puri and he got severely sick. He got a very, very severe skin disease, and he was suffering so much that he wanted to throw himself under the chariot of Lord Jagannath to end his life. And it took a lot of suffering, and then finally Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, O Sanatana, you are a minister, you know the law. If somebody destroys somebody else's property, is he a criminal? Yes, he's a criminal. So why do you want to destroy the body which belongs to me, the body through which I want to uncover hidden, lost Vrindavan holy places and write books for bhakti? And then, of course, we know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him and he quoted one verse from the 11th canto, which Krishna Skaraj Goswami translates. Bhadra bhadra jnana sabha mano dharma e balai manda e sabha brahma. To divide things into good and bad is mental activity and mano dharma, and to say this is good, this is bad, both are a mistake. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said this is for sannyasis, okay? So he can think, okay, I can still sometimes think this is good. So yes, we see that even though this looks so happy, right after this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to tell Sananda Goswami, why don't you go see a barber? And why don't you dress like a Vaishnava? And sometimes we have something like this. This is another type of mercy. Do you have an experience of getting this type of mercy? Shivananda Sen, journey to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he stayed back. Traveling means passing through so many customs gates and paying the custom duty. Old days, everything was, this was 500 years ago, everything was broken into teeny little principalities, duchies and whatever, countries, knyazhestva. And so every road you had to pay a duty. And it was dangerous. It was dangerous. It's now getting to become a global village. Let's see what happens out of it. A global village, so we hopefully may get less and less of these gates. So Shivananda Sen stayed back to settle some discussion with the officers. And so when Nityananda Prabhu came to the village, he didn't find either the food or the lodging or accommodation. So when Shivananda Sen Prabhu came, Nityananda Prabhu said, "You rascal!" And he did this. Very professional maigiri kick into the stomach. And he said, "Huh? Mavashi. That's Mavashi. Yeah, right, Mavashi." And I said, "Thank you. You know." Not only that, Shivananda Sen's wife was there, and he said, "May your son die. Death unto your son." And his wife was, she's not shown for some reason here, but she was terrified. Just imagine that. Yes. And she started crying. Nityananda Prabhu, God, they know he's God. And she started crying. And she said, "What shall we do?" And what did Shivananda Sen say? "It's mercy." Yes, he says, "If Nityananda Prabhu says, let it be, then may all of our sons die, because it's still mercy of Nityananda Prabhu." So you're all smiling, you all know, yes. Now you, so maybe I don't have to speak anything else, because that's clear. You just say, yes, it's mercy. Yes, it's mercy. It comes in two flavors. Come in two flavors. One flavor, we are sort of, okay, this, okay, nice. This one, by the way, the sun never died, you know? The son didn't die. Not only that, he went on to become a very famous, beautiful, influential Vaishnava poet, Kavi Karnapura, who wrote our beautiful Ananda Vrindavan Champa and so many other beautiful books. unequaled poetry, unequaled, incomparable poetry. So, yes, how automatic is automatic? Who is the mother of all anartas? According to Sanatana Goswami. And where is the focus? There is one quote I love to bring up. I love to repeat it. So this was this was a quote. I will not show it immediately. If you don't know photo reading, I will turn it back on in a second. One Mataji came to Niranjana Swami in a darshan, and she asked, no matter how many times I say this, I still like this quote. She said, "I am quite good in book distribution and collection." She's collected probably half the bricks for a huge temple in Ukraine, 11 story high. And she says that I'm pretty much successful in that, and therefore I sometimes feel a little proud, which is natural, right? If you're successful in something, it's a very natural thing to happen. So she's asking, should I work on this pride myself, trying to remove the pride, or does it happen automatically if I just continue serving? And I love Niranjan Swami's answer. He says, if you do not work on purifying yourself of your pride, but continue with your devotional service, Krishna will purify you. But how he will do it, you might not like. So, dear Vaishnavas, no problem. It will work. Don't worry. Just continue. Yes, just go on. Just chant Hare Krishna and follow the process, associate with the Vaishnavas. No problem. Krishna will help. Suhridam, Sarabhutanam, and Suhrit. Yeah, he's purifying. Vidhunoti Suhrit Satam. He's friend of everybody, and especially of devotees, so he will purify. But if you leave it up to him, then, you know, don't feel disappointed how he will do it, right? And if you want to do it your way, then do it. Otherwise, he will do it. So it's a win-win situation. Or lose-lose situation. It's a win-win situation. Krishna will help. So this also comes in Vamana Lila. When at the end, we know that Vamana Dev purified Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj was a king of demons. So he's a grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. So he is, and we know when he fights with Indra, Indra stops fighting, falling into a depressed state. It happens to devotees also. Indra has lost the battle, and he is depressed. The whole Gita begins with the yoga of depression. Vishada Yoga, the first chapter is called the Yoga of Depression. It may happen. And it, this is what we are going to discuss in these three sessions. It plays a positive role. It can play, this depression for a devotee or a spiritualist plays a positive role. it can play a positive role if you understand what it means, that it's just meant for us to move on, to become more humble and bow down, and then we can cross the next barrier. Usually in this world, to cross a barrier, we have to step over or jump. But in the spiritual journey, you have to bow down, and then you can cross, and then you can move on. It's called deflation. Because we, no matter what we do, we inflate. We get inflated. It's incredible. So Krishna needs to pinprick the balloon of my false ego. False ego, yes. So the answer to that question, who is the mother of all anarthas? Sadananda Goswami writes in Hari Bhakti Vilas, the mother of all anarthas is ahankara, false ego. Or as we call it, pratishtasha also, in many places, pratishtasha, desire for status. Usually some controlling package, usually some controlling status, being in control, but we control in different ways. If I don't have the muscle to control, I control through tears. We can also try to manipulate through from the position of a victim. And amazingly enough, they get their way more often. So there's two sides of control, either power control or victim pretend I'm a victim and try to manipulate. So pratishtasha, status. This is the mother of all other anarthas. Raghunath Das Goswami writes in Manakshiksha, pratishtasha drishta shabacharamana mehrinate katham sadhu prema sprishati shuchir etam nanumana. He says, as long as in my heart dances a dirty dog-eating prostitute, yeah? There's three things, dirty dog-eating and prostitute, of pratishtasha. So desire for status, it's called these three things. She's a prostitute, she will run after anybody who pays a good price. Dog eating, she eats bad food, and she's dirty. You know, so like how katham prema, how sati, how a pure, gentle, delicate prema enter my heart. So just imagine a delicate, gentle, well cultured girl opens a door. And there sit you and this lady, girl, dancing. Dirty, dog-eating, and a prostitute. And she's dancing in that room. So, you know, if this girl opens the door and she sees this, what does she do? She, she closes the door and goes away. Right? So prema, when she looks into the heart and she sees, oh, there is this pratishtasha dancing. Then she goes away. So how can she be together in the same room with this pratishtasha, desire for status? And again, status is not only positive. It's not only to become a big boss, big controlling person. It has other forms. It can also be controlled through victimhood and through suffering. Oh, Prabhu, do you know what happened to me? It all, you know, that's my life. That's the story of my life. Always happens to me like this. And it's easier to convince a person he's not happy than to convince a person he's not suffering. And we enjoy our sufferings. We become attached to our sufferings. We identify with our sufferings. Hare Krishna Prabhu from Rome, who sings Harinams for 6 hours. Once in our Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav classes, I mentioned this point, that we are more attached to suffering than to happiness. to enjoying suffering than to enjoying happiness, he said, oh, that's, he has a rich experience from life. So he said, that's clear, that's obvious. I said, why? He said, it's so much cheaper. To enjoy suffering, you need no expense. Free. To enjoy happiness, okay, you need to exert a little effort. But suffering, I mean, anybody can enjoy suffering, you know, it's so easy. So you become attached and identified. So our task is to not identify either with this or that. And whenever Krishna pinpricks the balloon of our inflated false ego, and we need to remember, maybe I'm living in the wrong story. Maybe I created a wrong story in my life. Maybe I'm not who I think I am. Maybe I am Krishna Das, not in the way I imagined. So, Vamana Dev teaches Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj is already a devotee. So when Indra, we see, when Indra loses and becomes depressed, then Bali Maharaj preaches to him. He said, be equal in failure and success and just do your duty. You're a devotee. Why are you despairing? Just fight. So he's preaching to him very nicely. And it's still not quite clear. We suspect that he's a special person. But it only after this test do we recognize Bali Maharaj as a Mahajan. He's one of the 12 listed Mahajans whom we follow. 12 listed Mahajans who are the topmost teachers of how to come to Krishna. And when does he become a Mahajan? After being accused of breaking his word of honor. And when is he accused of breaking his word of honor? When he's actually trying to keep the word of honor at the cost of the whole universe. Sometimes we lose something. Everybody loses health with time. Okay, some of us die healthy. Okay, all right. you know the definition of health, yes? Definition of health is, I love it, it's a very correct definition. Health is when every day you have pain, some pain, in a different place. That means you're healthy. Because if it's in the same place, oh no, that's you're sick, that's something. But if it's in a new place, oh, all right, that's just, you know, life. Yeah. So this happens to everybody. So we lose something, but what does Bali Maharaj lose? He loses everything. This is something what Purijan Prabhu likes to sometimes say. What is the price of the ticket to Vrindavan? Everything. Everything. That's the price. Hare Krishna. So Bali Maharaj has the universe. Honestly won. He won the universe honestly in a fight with Indra. And, you know, the story, Vamanadev asks for 3 steps of land. And it starts very innocent, just 3 steps of land. And Guru tells him, don't give it. That's Krishna, that's Vishnu. And he says, whether it's Krishna or not, if it's not Krishna, I still have to do my fulfill my promise, and if it's Krishna, then that's the perfection of life anyway. So I want to, even at the cost of disobeying you, Shukracharyaji, I still want to fulfill my promise. And he gives you, he says, yes, take. And then Vamanadev grows, ooh, and with one step he crosses all the earth, yes, and with the second step he crosses all the way to the boundary of the universe. And he says, where do I put my third step? You have broken your promise. Bind him, Garuda! Varuna Pashu, bind him! And they bind him in front of his wife and relatives and all the guards and everybody. And Bali Maharaj humbly says, yes, the owner must be bigger than the property. Please put your third step on my head. Yes, and the wife comes and says, you fool, you always promise more than you can do. How can, who do you think you are? That you can give something to God, yeah? Yeah, you are always so proud. And then who else? His grandfather Prahlad comes and chastises him. You are always, And then Brahma says, wait, what is happening? This is, Lord, you know, somebody gives you a drop of water with tulsi in it and you give yourself to him. Just, you know, one spoon of water they give to you and you sell yourself for that. This guy has given you the universe and himself and you're so hard on him. What's, I'm not quite clear what's happening here. And what is this? Why are you all so heavy on him? The wife, the grandfather, the Lord, everybody. So then Vamanadev smiles. So because if this hadn't happened, would we know the greatness of Bali Maharaj? Would Bali Maharaj know that he actually is fully surrendered? Would he be able to teach? But after this, so he smiles and he says, yes. So this is, my dear Lord Brahma, because of material opulence, a foolish person becomes dull-witted and mad. Thus, he has no respect for anyone within the three worlds and defies even my authority. To such a person, I show special favor. Anugrihnami. By first taking away all his possessions. So, dear devotees, don't worry. You can see Prabhupada mercifully calls this a special favor, okay? It's a special favor. Don't worry that this is a normal favor, standard favor. Because sometimes we blame Krishna that that's his standard favor. No. Prabhupada says this is his special favor, okay? You need to earn it. This you also need to earn. And be ready for. And agree. Did Bali Maharaj not know what he was doing? Maybe not fully, but he knew more or less. So you need to also agree for this special favor. I remember when I moved to Vrindavan, you know, first time I came to Vrindavan in 1995, it was complete magic, a fairy tale. I couldn't believe what's happening. It was, every step was mystical. Things were happening in such a way that it was a complete different realm. And I felt, I'm home. Oh, I want to move here. But I was a brahmachari, and it took 4 years before our temple was BBT, International BBT in Sochi, was disbanded. And then my authorities said, so where do you want to go? Do you want to go to Ukraine, to Moscow, to Sweden? What's your choice? Can I go to Vrindavan? Okay, go to Vrindavan. Here's your computer, here's your money, go. So I asked my Shiksha Gurus and Diksha Gurus and everybody and Diksha Guru, and everybody said, okay, you go. So it was all authorized. In 1999 I came. Somehow, first I had a thought to go to Mayapur, but Krishna arranged it in such a way I went to Vrindavan. And boy, it was tough. It was so tough. My computer got stolen. There was a trouble here, trouble there. That happened. And just in general, it was so tough that I understood there's a difference between a visit as a guest (laughs) and being one of our own. You know, like our own. You know, like when you have a party at home, and if you're not a guest, who works? In the kitchen, in the back, running here and there. And, you know, if you're a guest, you're just coming and eating a feast. But if you're one of ours, oh, all right, we need to do this, need to do that. And just, you know, that's it. Yeah. So I remember coming to, because there's one feature in Vrindavan, that in Vrindavan there is only one enjoyer. And it's not me. You even just move out of Rajamandala just on the way, you know, pass Hodal, you know, just on the way to whatever, the Banchari, on the way to Delhi, and you feel, ah. Everybody says, yes, enjoy, enjoy. And you come back, it's sweet, no doubt. You open your eyes, it's sweet. But they say it's like good chutney. Too sweet to spit it out, but too hot to swallow. I call it the Vrindavan pressure cooker. You have the spiritual energy pressing from outside and the material desires pressing from inside. And you you cook fast. Rupa Goswami says in Mathura Mahatmya that one day in Vrindavan, Rajamandala counts for 10 years outside. You burn that much karma, that much purification. So I remember I went to Radha Shyama Sundar, and I, after about 3 months, and I said, I am very sorry, Radha Shyama Sundar. She's smiling. Okay. I said, Radha Shyama Sundar, I'm very sorry. Can we? I understand. But can we please have some transition period? Between the, you know, the guest type of Aufenthalt presence and the resident position, can we please have it? And the same day, everything changed. I was eased in, you know, everything eased. It's a true story. Of course, I'm not sure yet about my status so far, completely. But what I'm saying is that you also, it's a special mercy. You need to agree also. It's not standard mercy. It's available, but you also have to agree. Don't worry. It comes when you agree. Don't be afraid, right? To come to Krishna. And there is a, you don't call it a loophole, maybe a shortcut. Лазейка или как это? Yeah. It's not a loophole, because loophole has a negative connotation, because there's a next verse there. So again, this, you can see, this is a special favor, and we see that the result of test. Who has ever been nervous before tests? Okay, yes. Mm. Who has been happy after a test? So this is one of these, yeah. You progress by tests. Tests are heavy, but they move you forward. And then the next one. This is the same point Niranjana Maharaj made. Janma karma vayorupa vidya ishvarya dhanadimi yad yasya nabhavet stambhas tatrayam mad anugraha. So on the other hand, if a human being is born in an aristocratic family or a higher status of life, if he performs wonderful activities, if he is youthful, means healthy, if he has personal beauty, a good education, good wealth, and if he is nonetheless not proud of his opulences, it is to be understood that he is especially favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Nabhavet stambhas, yad asya nabhavet stambhas, if you do not become proud, you don't need to actually lose it. Unless it's part of some lila, like in Srila Prabhupada's case, or some lesson, then you don't have to. So this is the focus. To unbutton the false ego. To stop identifying. That's the meaning of surrender. To accept anything and everything that Krishna meets out, you know, gives to you. Can you think of some opulence, talent, or dream you have, either material or spiritual? Some talent, some opulence, or some goal, like being embraced by Krishna, for example, or seeing Krishna, or having Krishna answer your questions directly from the heart, which are definitions of prayojana by Krishna in different places. Yeah. So that's spiritual, or you can think of something material, some things you have. Yeah. Everybody has something good in mind? And now, can you, in your mind, say, Krishna, whether you give it to me or not, I'm okay. I agree. So this is the task, ultimately. That's what it means to work on our pride and attachments. Abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagyena cha grihyate. We can advance by practice and by detachment, and detachment also from glorious advancement too. So that's what makes yoga so challenging or paradoxical. Even as devotees, we are trapped by our false ego again and again, or by Maya, as Burjan Prabhu says several times. He says that's the ingenuity, brilliance of Maya. The same thing that's meant to liberate us, she uses to bind us. She can use to bind us if we are not careful. I can become proud as a senior devotee. Or I'm a teacher devotee, you know? Or vice versa, I'm a pot washer devotee. I'm a very humble devotee. Don't ask me to give classes. I'm very humble, you know? I'm very humble. It's the same thing can be used to keep us back. And surrender means that we agree to Krishna's plan. That was ultimately Bhishma Dev's conclusion when he was lying on the bed of arrows. He was glorified by lying on the bed of arrows. Would you like to be glorified? Uh-huh. And he was crying by looking at the Pandavas, out of compassion to the Pandavas. And he ultimately said, rather than understand why a devotee suffers, somebody suffers, it's more important to accept Krishna's plan, to surrender to Krishna's plan. And in fact, after you do this, you may understand why. But wanting to understand why is jnana prayasa. It's the same desire to control. I want to know. It's a big attachment. It's also a false ego. I'm the knower. I'm a wise person. I'm a sage. So as long as you want to know, you cannot. Jananta eva janantu kim bahuktya name prabhu. Manaso vapushovacho vaibhavam tava gocharam. Lord Brahma says, May those who say they know you say that they know you. As far as I'm concerned, I have no clue, either by body, mind, or words, about your true glory. And that's Krishna. That's Krishna. So surrender. Surrender is more important than knowing. Surrender is more important than knowing, and then knowing can result. As a famous, one of the most famous philosophers of the 20th century, who spent his childhood and got educated in Lviv, in Ukraine, Martin Buber said that the God, he wrote this, I and thou, ich und du, I and thou. He says that the goal of life is to stop calling God he, and start calling God thou. Thou, tu, du, te, in a very personal way. So he said, the God that can be known, I'm not interested to know. Because it's not really God. Even God must be unlimited. So this is what Brahmaji says. So surrender is more important than understanding and knowing. And surrender means accepting. Surrender means agreeing to Krishna's plan. And so push aside the pride and accept Krishna's plan. And fortunately, everything always goes according to Krishna's plan. Even if I drag over time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And this is also the conclusion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, you can embrace me, you can trample me. Whatever you do. Yatha tatha va vidadhatu lampato. Okay, he slips in one word there, lampato. That's not a very, sometimes not a very delicate word. But mat prana natas tu sa eva napara. Still, he is nothing, nothing less, nothing other than the absolute Lord of my heart. He's always the Lord of my heart. So I accept. Hare Krishna. Okay, any worries? Doubts or questions? Or blessings? Or realizations? Avadaridam Prabhu. Da. The question was, is it possible to surrender without knowledge? Because we surrender as a result of knowing something. On the other hand, we've just mentioned that knowledge comes as a result of surrender. So this is similar to some other questions, like what comes first, knowledge or detachment, or mercy or advancement. So the answer to this is, on one hand, yes, you can see Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita Harinama Chintaman, he puts Sharanagati and knowledge as synonyms. So we need knowledge of Sambandha Gyan, that Krishna is my Lord. That means surrender. So yes, surrender is the result of that Sambandha Gyan, of that knowledge. But has anybody encountered any obstacles on your path of surrender? Trying to surrender? Yeah. They are called anarthas. These are called anarthas. So this is called so when we surrender anyway, this is called anartha nivritti. And after we are surrendered, this is called sharanagata. So when we get to nishta, Madhurya Kadambini Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, this is the point. I remember the first time I heard it from Gopi Pranandana Prabhu, I couldn't believe it. And when I quoted him, nobody else believed me. But it's there. So he says, nishta is when it gets to 50-50. 50 for me, 50 for Krishna. Okay, 49.5 for me and 50.5 for Krishna. In other words, it's where Krishna interest, when self-interest steadily takes the second place to Krishna's interest, Krishna's plan. So then you are Sharanagata. You steadily, nishta, you consistently choose Krishna's interest. even though self-interest may remain until bhava, when you're liberated from self-interest. So some sambandhagyan is necessary to surrender, but full realization and some transcendental revelation comes to the degree we do not demand to know. So these are different aspects of knowing. So one aspect of knowing, accepting. First we surrender means accept, know, to know Krishna is my God, to know in the heart. Not theoretically, but psychologically, so to say. We can be theoretical devotees and psychological atheists. So when we psychologically, in my heart, accept, yes, Krishna is dasoham, Krishna is God. This is knowledge for surrender. And from that, the more we do this, the real knowledge will flow. At least that's what I can say theoretically from my side. But based on a good source, on good sources. Is it okay? Okay. Yes, Kunja Bihari Prabhu. The plan of the mind. Everything is. This is a good logical loop. Yes. Yes. So, everything is the plan of Krishna, right? How about the plan of my mind? Couldn't we call it also the plan of Krishna? If everything is the plan of. So, how to distinguish between the plan of Krishna and the plan of my mind? Okay, we go back to answer number three in the manual. Ask the seniors. Ask the senior devotees, Guru Sadhu Shastra. Yes, just confirm with them. But otherwise, yes, we want to be independently thoughtful. That's what Krishna writes to Karandara. That's what we have in many places. Independently, we want. Prabhupada said he came to create brahmanas. Brahmana means independently thoughtful. That means you make your own plans in line with Krishna's plan, right? And then you are surrendered. You are like Yudhishthir. Or Arjuna. Arjuna didn't want to fight. He wanted to say, this is politics. Let me give it up. Krishna says, no. That's my plan. And he accepts. He didn't want to. He accepted. The other 36 years later, Yudhishthir, he has been put on the throne by Krishna. That's his seva. That's his bhakti. To rule the empire. Then he sees, Krishna is gone. Kali Yuga is here. He stands up, drops his royal clothes, doesn't even look back, are my brothers following? And just goes. So he had a plan how to rule, but then he saw, okay, Krishna's schedule is moving on. And he is detached. So we make plans, Prabhupada says, yeah, we make plans for Krishna. We make plans for Krishna, but we are detached. And we see Srila Prabhupada, for example, he was quite flexible. He had plan A, become super rich. Didn't quite work out. Then plan B, to get the Indian elite. You can see Canto 1 of the Bhagavatam is written purports for the Indian elite. Didn't quite work out. Then get some Indian, at least Brahmin boys, and you know, to get some good people to start the league, International League of Devotees, plan C. Okay, he got like 1.5 disciples. Acharya Prabhakar and somebody else we don't even clearly know. So I say have 1.5, I don't know. And then his plan was to go to America and preach to the American elite. Okay, didn't work much out either. And only when he went to the Lower East Side, to a place which was not very elitist, all of a sudden it worked. So as they say, make your goals out of stone, make your plans out of sand. Right, so just make plans, but be sensitive and be ready to surrender and adjust and accept Krishna's suggestions when Krishna tweaks our plans, and all the flavors of Krishna's mercy, which is there. So please keep, write down your questions if you have any more. And now we have breakfast cooling there. So I think it's Krishna's schedule that we go to the next flavor of Krishna's mercy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha, kripa sindhubhyo cha, patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Hare Krishna.